Merging with Shiva, lesson 188, helpmate or hindrance. The sub of the subconscious mind can and does create situations of an uncomely nature. The sub-subconscious mind, through its natural magnetism, attracts so-called temptations and unhappy conditions. The conscious mind, weakened by harmful practices, falls into this self-created trap. There the ego seemingly suffers between the subconscious thoughts that created the sub, the ego's conscious expressions, and its sub-superconscious knowing. Guilt is one of the results of this state, also pride and anguish. These are a few of the qualities resulting from the subconscious state of mind. When the sub is controlled through a deep understanding of its inner workings, the ego or consciousness is free from being bound in identifying itself with the mind, body, and emotions. The ego or consciousness can then progress toward the dynamic realization of your real self beyond the mind that is under your control. Otherwise, the ego is caught in the cross-section between the conscious mind and its sub-superconscious knowing, resulting in superstition, ideology, fanaticism, and an argumentative nature. The sub-subconscious mind is very simple. We can compare it to kumkum, the red powder worn as a dot on the third eye, which is a combination of yellow turmeric and pale green lime juice. We can also liken it to ice, formed when water meets with freezing temperatures. Cooking is perhaps the best common example. We place vegetables in a pot on a stove or fire, and we add the delicious curries. With the heat coming up from beneath the pot, the ingredients merge together as one. The vegetables no longer taste like they formerly did, neither do the spices. It is not possible to separate the vegetables from the spices once the cooking has begun. A traumatic emotional experience occurs and is recorded in the subconscious. This we liken to placing the vegetables into the pot. 8 months later, a similar experience occurs and is reacted to with equal emotion. It happens and is reacted to. It goes into the same pot the vegetables have joined the spices. The subconscious remembrance of the previous experience comes up and is accompanied by a heat of emotion. This is the heat that welds the two impressions together, just as fire cooks the curried vegetables. The two experiences have now become one, inseparably blended together in the subconscious, making a third impression, or vasana, totally different from the two impressions that manufactured it. It is unique and complete within itself, driven forward by an emotional force even greater than its two component experiences. It is this subliminal power that makes the subconscious mind an overwhelming hindrance or a tremendous helpmate when used properly. When existing in negative ignorance, it is a deterrent on the path to enlightenment. The solution to eliminating The power of emotion that compels these blended karmas forward is simple. We only have to understand the ingredients, the vegetables, and the spices, and resolve each one separately. Once cognized, even the most complex patterns can be resolved or unraveled through writing down one's inmost feelings and burning the paper in an ordinary fire. This is called the Vasana Daha Tantra. Remember, however, that it is not necessary to remove each and every negative impression one by one. Rather, we seek to strengthen the positive impressions. This in itself is sufficient and will allow unseemly impressions to be naturally resolved.